Our next speaker is, of course, our own MEP, Diane Dodds. And Diane is doing a sterling job there in Europe. She is. And Diane certainly has got herself across Northern Ireland. She's got herself into virtually every wee nook and cranny there is in Northern Ireland, and we very much appreciate that, and we want to commend her on the sterling job that she's doing. So give her a rousing response here, folks. Today.
Thank you, Mr.
Party Chairman, Party Leader and First Minister, Ministers, Lords, MPs, MLAs, Councillors and friends. It is a real privilege to stand before you today as the DUP MEP for Northern Ireland. I want to thank each and every one of you for your support, both for me personally and for the party over the last year. Since 2009, together, we've put a huge amount of effort into re-establishing the European aspect of the DUP's work in Brussels and Strasbourg. Here in Northern Ireland, we have ensured the constituency service we offer across all parts of the province is unrivaled. We have been successful. In fact, I think it's fair to say that together we have raised the bar. Yeah. For your help, your energy, your commitment and results, a sincere word of thank you. These are difficult times. Families are hurting and businesses are hurting. And in Europe, Northern Ireland needs a strong voice and a dedicated champion. In Europe, the financial crisis has evolved into a full-blown political crisis. The meltdown in the Eurozone has made the political landscape of the European Union less than certain. The reality is that our relationship with the EU has to change, and change radically. The UK is going in a different direction to other European countries. We want more democracy, more freedom, more financial responsibility. They want our cash. While we tighten our belts, the Brussels bureaucrats want to pick your pocket. Across Europe, they see that we British have no enthusiasm for the European Union of 2012. And the status quo cannot continue. The current basis of our membership of the EU of 2012 is not in the UK national interest. This week, David Cameron has been in Brussels negotiating the next EU budget, a budget that Brussels bureaucrats want to increase by 5%. In the next 7 years, they want over 1 trillion euro to spend. As a nation, we contribute £53 million every day to the European Union. That is £244 every year from every household in this conference hall and right across our country. Some of this money is well spent supporting our farmers, but there are terrible examples of waste. In times of austerity, who really wants a European House of History museum costing over 150 million euro? A museum that, strangely enough, will only tell the history of Europe from 1946. And then we have the travelling circus. Yes, the 1 week every month when everyone and everything in the European Parliament travels from Strasbourg to Brussels and back again. That costs 200 million euros every year, with no benefit to you or to me. And that is why, in the European Parliament, I am at the forefront of a campaign to end this madness, save this money, and have one seat for the Parliament in Brussels. Throughout history, there have been examples of regimes with unqualified power. Most became corrupt with the money entrusted to them. There are businessmen in this room. Could you ask your bank for more money if your accounts did not stack up? Yet the European Union accounts haven't been signed off by their own court of auditors for 18 consecutive years. Shame. As a party, our position is unambiguous. Brussels needs to spend better, it needs to spend less, and it needs to eradicate the waste. And along with colleagues at Westminster, the DUP are united in continuing to oppose EU budget rises. We must bring about a new relationship with our European neighbours, one based on good relations and cooperation, one based on trade agreements with countries across the world that are tailored to the UK national interest and the interest of business here in Northern Ireland. Our farmers, fishermen, and businesses should be able to operate without the burden of red tape and bureaucracy. On law and order, instead of the European courts, it should be the UK courts that have the final say on matters here in the United Kingdom. If we want to deport hate mongers like Abba Qatada, we should be able to. People are fed up with the way the EU has evolved. And that is why this party is working alongside those of like mind in Westminster. We must force David Cameron to give the people of the United Kingdom their voice on Europe. Conference, it will be at Westminster that a referendum on EU membership is secured. And be under no illusion, for the local electorate here in Northern Ireland, it is the DUP and only the DUP that will help bring about that referendum and a new relationship with our European neighbours. For For now, it is my job to represent the people of Northern Ireland on the day-to-day issues that affect lives and livelihoods. My approach is simple: to get the best possible deal for Northern Ireland. In the last year, I have held over 30 workshops for over 3,000 people right across this province and produced 15,000 of these funding directories for local community groups, signposting them towards EU funding. For business, I have produced 8,000 directories to encourage them towards EU funds and help them and our economy in difficult times. And today at conference, I am launching my latest funding directory for churches and faith-based organisations. Within Parliament, I have been a consistent voice for a tranche of peace funding that targets youth unemployment and the real victims of violence across this province. I am delighted that I have been at the forefront of securing almost £7 million for the Orange Order and the Apprentice Boys in the promotion of our culture. The opportunities are there for Northern Ireland, and it is about taking them. There is no need to explain the importance of agriculture to this conference. The DUP is the farmer's friend at Stormont, at Westminster, and in Europe. The reform of the Common Agricultural Policy is at a pivotal point. My aim is to maximise the amount of money coming to Northern Ireland through the CAP, and to promote a policy that encourages profitable food production and sustainable agriculture with less red tape. The DUP team will continue to engage with DEFRA in London and with other member states when it is in our interests. In Northern Ireland, we continue to hold the Dard Minister to account for her failings and demand that she give practical help to the sector throughout this very difficult period. For our fishing industry, I continue to work on the Common Fisheries Policy and as the author of two legislative reports on the cod regulations. Conference, it is approaching 100 years since many Ulster men laid down their lives in the Great War. I believe that it is only right that their sacrifice is recognised, and the sacrifice of our gallant servicemen and women. This should be recognised by the European Union. And next month in Strasbourg, I, along with other MEPs, will launch a campaign to get the European institutions to recognise Armistice Day. The EU seeks to erase this from our history books, and I will not let that happen. In October, I was honoured to have been named the patron of the First World Spina Bifida Day. You are aware that my interest in this lies not only in my political role, but also through personal experience. Through hosting an exhibition and a conference, I was able to put the spotlight on these conditions and the disparities in treatment across 27 EU member states. Conference, with representatives at Council, at the Assembly, in Westminster, and in Europe, the DUP is the voice of Ulster at every level of government. purpose. Our purpose is to help our constituents. Keep this province moving forward. And as your MEP, despite my frustrations with the trappings of Europe, I can see that Northern Ireland continues to punch above its weight. My job is to maintain that and improve upon it. That is a fight I am up for, and a fight that together we shall win. Thank you, conference.
Done, Diane. I'm certain with her here. Shake the hand and show the word. Okay,